Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I don't know that that's exactly what we're talking about right now in the NBA. It's not the same. It's not a dynasty, but I don't know. They might be on their way to that. Like, I don't know who's beating the Nuggets. The Lakers are very good,
yes,
and have an incredible amount of talent,
yes,
and are just, you know, they're just LeBron smart. Like, you have LeBron running the show, you're just going to be a smart team that tends to make good decisions in important moments. And LeBron did what he always does in big games the other night, where he came up big. And like 95% of LeBron's career, what he did in the fourth quarter the other night wins them that game.
Yeah.
And then they step on you and they find a way to win the series, but not this time, because they're going up against a team that's better,
mm-hmm,
and a player right now who's better. And that's got to be a weird feeling to have been in the NBA so long to now be transitioning into, like, damn, all right, this guy's kind of doing what I used to do. He's just controlling every single second of this series when he needs it, and he gets it. And I know AD had a first half, but Jokic absolutely filleted that man.
He did.
In the fourth quarter of that game in a way that almost should have been NC-17 or something like that. Like, it was like Olajuwon, David Robinson on the post with,
yeah,
those two guys in the fourth quarter. And like, I don't know. I don't know if anybody's going to beat them. I think the Lakers are really well suited to do it, and they can't do it. They beat them 10 times in a row. As for last night, the Timberwolves are fun, and it's more than just Anthony Edwards. He didn't have his best game last night. He was good in the second half, but they've got pieces, man, and they can defend.
They
and that's
can
the
defend.
Thing about them.
But
they've been an excellent defensive, yes, team all season long. I know no one pays attention to that in the regular season, but they can play defense, and the Suns are finding out about it.
They are, like, the thing with the Wolves is, like, they want to try to keep you in a half court game, meaning half court offense, because they got the rim protection and everything. They don't,
yeah,
want to run up and down with people like that. But I think that, you know, first of all, Phoenix, I don't think Phoenix is physically tough enough to beat them. I just don't think they are.
No.
But when you look at Denver, like, the biggest thing with a Denver, to me, were the adjustments they made. When they went and put, because, like, Joker can't guard AD, and you saw it,
mm-hmm,
you know? And then you look at it back when everybody was talking about the one strategy to beat him was let Joker beat you. Let him score. Don't let him get everybody else involved. Let him score. And that's what was helping at first. But then you let that guy get hot. And we've seen in three playoff years or whatever, we've seen what Jamal Murray does. When this dude gets hot.
Is there any other – I can't think of an example. I mean, it's like –
when he gets like that.
It's like Joe Flacco. Remember? Yeah, like, Flacco's good, but, yeah, then he gets to the playoffs,
dude,
and he was like the best quarterback in the universe.
Dude, I'm just saying, when Jamal, like, – it's just something about this.
I don't know who the other examples are, but, like, Jamal Murray in the playoffs, yeah, he's like legit one of the best 10 players,
yes,
in the NBA. He's never been an all-star. He's never been an all-star
before. I don't think he's an all-star player.
Like, he's obviously never been an all-NBA player,
yeah,
but he's never even been an all-star.
Right.
Like, there's some random dudes that have been all-stars off one good year, one half a good year. You know what I mean?
Right.
Jamal Murray, meanwhile, comes out and just absolutely torches great teams every single playoff run. In a way, like, I don't know. He puts on that cape in the playoffs that I don't think we've seen someone really do ever before. He's good in the regular season, but this guy gets the playoffs. He turns into one of the greatest players in the league. The Bucks lose last night. I think that's going to be a tough series. Look, if Giannis doesn't come back, I still think the Pacers have a great chance to win that series.
And there's still no timetable for him.
No, there isn't.
No.
Like, I mean, Dame, again, speaking of playoff capes, he did what he can do, mm-hmm, in the first half of the first game. But he was fine last night, but they got they, I don't know, man. The Pacers are really good, and they got Siakam now in the fold, and he played good last night.
Really good.
Obviously, Halliburton's a really good player.
He played really good last night.
And then Luka came up big when the Mavericks needed it last night. That game was terrible.
They
like,
got
just a raggedy basketball
this
game
the best,
last
this
night.
This is the best team that Luka's had around him.
I agree with that.
All right, and
speaking
got,
of good at defense too,
and they
by
got
the way,
defense.
Yeah, nobody
hey,
again because Luka plays and he's not
him
great.
And him and Kyrie at the guards. You got to have the defense like they have behind them.
You know, since the trade deadline, since they went out and got Gafford and some of those other guys, they're the number one defense in the NBA.
Yes.
With Luka
and
Kyrie, who don't really guard anybody.
Yes. Like, yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, they got
well done by their front office.
Third line of defense and all that other crap like that. But, I mean, the Clippers, I'm anxious to see how Kawhi, another game, how he plays. The Philadelphia, how's Joe? I know we're going to talk about more of it tomorrow. We got more NFL draft because tomorrow is the actual draft. But, I mean, yeah, the playoffs, I mean, I don't think, I said this earlier this week, this Denver team is great. Good, really good. I don't think there's a good last year's team.
Why not?
I don't know.
I
don't know. Like
they're the same.
They're not because they lost a lot of bench player. You know, I just don't know. I just don't think they're as good as they were last year. I think they're still really great. I just don't know they're as good as they were last year. I don't know why. I thought about that when I saw it. I was like, they're great.
Well, if they're not.
But last year, last year, that seemed like a damn buzzsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they're not,
yeah.
The Celtics are better than they were last year.
But I'm saying, like.
So then the Celtics could beat them.
Did the Nuggets play around last year's playoff?
Not really. I mean, occasionally when they'd get up 3-0.
You know what I mean? But
well, they're not playing around this year.
No.
The Lakers mean business.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. I just don't think they're as good as they are last year. I don't know.
I disagree. I think they're just as good.
Huh?
I think they're the same.
Is it Aaron Gordon?
Okay. Aaron Gordon's been on both teams. He's good.
No, we know that.
What are we talking about then?
Go ahead, Abe.
I think there was something that got into Aaron Gordon last year that hasn't hit him yet.
Yeah, like
something about personality, momentum, got him going.
Last year.
He became the central figure on both sides of the ball for
whatever
reason.
He made the most important play of the game the other night.
He made a great play.
But he kept it in bounds and found Porter. And
I just don't know. I don't know. I think last year's team is better.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll watch the playoffs and find out. I think they're very good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.